I stare in awe as the shape of his long, thick erection slips through the hole. He pushes himself all the way in, grabbing his balls and shoving them through the sheet so they dangle in front of me. The sight is magnificent. This is the first time I've ever actually seen another dude's penis in person, and it's more beautiful than I could have ever imagined. The long, cylindrical structure stretches out toward me, its tip already glistening with a bead of lustful moisture. A dense network of veins branches up the side, appearing dark blue in the crimson light of the shed. A soft dusting of long brown hair is present on his egg-shaped testicles as they hang low. At the base of his dick, I can see a bit of his abdomen. He looks fit, and I can barely make out where his lower abs make contact with his cock, forming an arrow shape indicating where I should be focusing my attention. I take a sharp breath, hesitating while I gaze at this stranger's penis. "Well, babe, you just gonna sit there staring at it, or are you gonna get to work?" His deep voice rings out. Carefully, with an almost spiritual level of reverence, I move my lips toward his base and place a wet, innocent kiss. "Oh? You're a lover? I guess this is your first time with a penis. Go ahead and show it the love it deserves." I kiss again, this time going deeper and sucking against the soft skin. I lap at the surface with my tongue, feeling the blazing body heat of his erection. His penis has a bitter, salty taste that causes me to lose my train of thought. A faint, sweaty scent wafts into my nose as I kiss, causing me to breathe deeply. In some ways, the smell reminds me of Caleb's dick, but this guy's scent is distinct. They both have a dirty, masculine aroma, but there's a level of complexity beneath the surface that allows me to tell them apart. I kiss again, incorporating my tongue, as I slowly make my way along the underside and toward his tip. "Yeah, babe, you love this cock, don't you?" He lets out a quiet chuckle. "I'm on the basketball team, you know. Do you like basketball, jocks?" I remain silent, simply lavishing his dick with more affection. "Oh, you're the quiet type, are you? All right, that's cool. Just focus on working that cock. If you do a good job, I'll come for you. I know that's what you want." I resist letting out a euphoric moan as he speaks. I can feel the vibrations of his deep voice traveling through his dick and onto my tongue while I lick. I finally arrive at the tip, and I swirl my tongue around his bulbous pink cockhead. His pre-cum tastes sweet and salty, and it causes me to drool onto my chin. I want more. I want to taste his cum. I wrap my lips around the head and allow it to slip into my mouth. It's a surprising sensation. The feeling is dense and heavy against my tongue. I thought I'd have plenty of room in my mouth, but his girth fills me up. As I lean forward and take more of his cock, it's almost overwhelming the way it pushes down on my tongue. The shape feels so aggressive and powerful. "Yeah, that's good. Grip my dick with those virgin lips. Let's see how deep you can take it." I obey his instructions, beginning to suck gently as his cock slips toward the back of my mouth. I inhale deeply before allowing it to enter my throat, feeling the intensity rapidly escalate. His dick moves in, spreading the walls of my esophagus as I try to open wide for him. The sensation is jarring, and it stings a bit. I keep pushing, though. I need to satisfy him. I suppress the urge to gag as my eyes begin watering. He's so big, but my body wants this. The deeper he goes, the more aroused I become. My cock quivers in my underwear as I feel my virgin throat being defiled. This hurts, but it also feels good. I pull back on his dick, unable to handle the pressure anymore. I cough and gag under my breath, feeling strained tears rolling down my cheeks. That was so fucking extreme, but I loved it. I love deep-throating cock. Fuck, Caleb was right. Queers like me are hardwired for this. We need penis. I look at the huge dick as it bobs and sways. A thick sheen of my throat slime is visible on the surface, and I lean in to begin licking at the mucus. "Damn, you're a natural at this. Such a good girl." I shove my hand into my pants and begin rubbing my cock as he speaks. His praise makes me light up inside. It feels good to be appreciated. As I lick and kiss his dick, I realize that no matter how horny I am, I won't be able to take the whole thing in my throat. I'm gonna need a lot more practice before I can get to that level. It doesn't matter, though. I've spent countless hours jacking my own cock, and I know how to make a dick feel good. I'm ready to make this frat boy come. I'm gonna make his entire body tremble with lust. I latch onto his cockhead with my lips and grip his base in my hand. My head lowers and I begin swiveling, making sure to stimulate as much surface area as possible on the upper half of his dick. I begin jacking his lower half with my hand, stroking in tandem with the movements of my head. Wet, squishy sounds begin emanating throughout the shed as my sucking accelerates. Oh, goddamn! I can hear him gripping the wooden walls of the glory hole chamber as I stimulate his body. It sounds like he's getting close. I feel a vague trembling against my tongue as the underside of his cock begins to undulate. I maintain my pace, staying dedicated to his pleasure as the sensation amplifies. And then it happens. A thick, slimy load of hot cum explodes in the back of my throat, and I eagerly begin suctioning it down.